I'm here with Serena Delforno from the Pre-Diabetes Study, who is going to briefly explain this study, why it's important, what's involved, and who it's relevant for. Serena, could you start by telling us a little bit about your background and describing the study?
Absolutely. I am a registered nurse. I had clinical experience before going into research, and I'm now working for MedLab Clinical in Sydney as a clinical trial coordinator. We have been running this clinical trial for the past 2.5 years. It's a research project that is testing whether a supplement containing French pine bark extract or pycnogenol will help to improve blood glucose levels when compared to a placebo.
Are there any possible benefits or compensation for people who participate?
Well, sure. The benefits are that we might actually discover that the supplement can greatly help people with prediabetes in lowering the blood glucose levels. In terms of compensation, we offer, we reimburse the travel expenses. So we actually reimburse $20 per visit, and on completion of the clinical trial, which involves 5 visits here at the MedLab facilities, we will reimburse $100.
And what might we learn from this study?
Sure. Well, we might learn that this supplement can actually, you know, help in lowering blood glucose levels. So we can actually help prediabetes patients to go back to their baseline and, you know, actually not progress to diabetes, to full-on diabetes.
What impact could this have on individuals in the future?
Sure. Well, if these clinical trials have positive results, you know, the products can actually be used, you know, wider in the community to regulate blood glucose levels. As you know, diabetes is a widespread disease, and yes, we could help with that.
And what impact could this have on society at large in the future?
On society at large, I would say, as well, if we get good results with the clinical trial, that could actually mean a reduction in medication, which actually cause many side effects. And we could be able to use this product as a preventative mean to actually prevent diabetes.
What kind of people are needed to make this research possible?
In terms of participants, we are looking at people, two kinds of people really, people that have either been diagnosed with prediabetes by their GP or people that have the risk factors of type 2 diabetes, such as family history or lifestyle, you know, bad food habits, no exercise, and all that. That's what we're looking for.
And what would a participant in this study need to do?
Sure. So a participant in the study will need to visit our MedLab facilities located in Alexandria in Sydney 5 times throughout the course of the study, which is 12 weeks. Throughout these 12 weeks, as well as the 5 visits here, the participant will need to attend a pathology collection center most convenient to them 4 times, 2 times for an OGTT test, which is used to diagnose diabetes, which lasts approximately 2.5 to 3 hours, and 2 times just for a simple blood test for a baseline blood sugar that would take approximately 20 minutes. And as well as these, the participant will be given diaries, food diary and medication diary that the participant will need to fill out at home throughout the 12 weeks while they take the supplement that we will provide to them.
What questions do people have when they're considering whether or not to participate in this study?
I think the questions revolve around what are the benefits for them to participate in the study, you know, given that there's a 50-50 chance that they could receive the products and 50% chance that they receive the placebo. You know, they ask if that could really help them, and then we explain everything to them as per protocol and the participant information sheet. And then we also explain that it's 100% their decision if they would like to continue with the clinical trial or that they need to stop it for any reason. So it's completely up to them.
And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not particularly. Just that, you know, it's a good thing to be proactive if you've been diagnosed with prediabetes, or if you have a family history and if you think you could be at risk of developing type 2 diabetes. I think it's a good way to be proactive, and as well as that, you could greatly help research.
Great. Serena, thank you very much.
Thank you.